Catherine and Clear Lakes in Oneida County and Laura and Anvil Lakes in Vilas County all have the same problem. Their once productive walleye population hasn't been producing much these days. John Kubishik is a DNR Fisheries team supervisor. He doesn't know what's the exact cause of the decline. He says it's likely a number of factors, like the drought we had a couple years ago and habitat changes.
We started seeing declines in recruitment somewhere around 2008 to 2013, depending on the lake. It didn't happen at the same time in every lake, but it's the same kind of pattern where we saw a few years, 4 to 5 years of recruitment of walleye, but lower than in the past. And then after a few years of that, it went down even lower to near zero recruitment from natural reproduction.
The DNR will be working with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission and the Lac-Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. Kubishik says they'll be tackling the issue from a couple different angles. This includes stocking and reducing harvest.
What we'd like to happen is natural reproduction to resume on these lakes. They were good natural reproducing lakes in the past, and we'd like to get back there. But we can't just cause natural reproduction to happen by, sheer force of will. And the best we can do is create the conditions that will allow walleye to spawn and reproduce.
People can learn about the plan and give input at a virtual meeting on March 24th. We have a link to it on our website, wxpr.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.